Aircheckdownloads.com.
Well, if you're looking for something to do with this weekend, why not head down to Port Solon in Portsmouth? We're going to be down there as it's the 999 Emergency Services weekend. Saturday and Sunday we're going to be down there. Myself and Nick Goodman there on Saturday. Des Paul on Sunday. We're giving lots of stuff away. There's loads of events happening as well. Vintage police are going to be down there. Does that mean really old policemen or old cars?
Yeah, it means they're going to wheel in dead policemen. Yeah, vintage ones.
Also, there's going to be fire and ambulance vehicle displays down there as well. So if you come down and break a leg, you'll be fine. American Sheriff's patrol cars. Oh, wow, that means with the... God, this is going to be great. Well, my that's what, like, Christmas has rolled into one.
We're making it sound really fabulous, aren't we?
Yeah. Helicopter flyovers as well. There's also fun fair for the kids. And it's completely free of charge as well. On the green, down at Port Solon.
Round the corner from me.
Round the corner from Anna. So pop into Anna's for a cup of tea.
No, thanks.
It's the 999 Emergency Services weekend. This Saturday and Sunday at Port Solon with 103.2 Power FM. If you love your police cars, if you love your emergency services vehicles, you're going to love this weekend. It's going to be fabulous. And to top it all off, we're down there as well. It's going to be a fun weekend. 7:13 now with the Hendy Group. 100 years of motoring on the South Coast. It's an update you want to travel. Anna's got the latest.
Right, I'm looking at the motorways as we speak. The RSC telling me that they're still coping with the traffic. Nice news. Nothing else doing. It's quite the mouse with slippers on. Power FM travel, it's 7:15.
Rick Jackson, Anna Schofield. Power Breakfast.
Power FM. Can you name me the three actors?
Excludes Ford Privilege.
Schofield.
7:17 Thursday morning. 01489 8855555 is our telephone number. Anything you think the South needs to know? Maybe a Beckham gag. Maybe something that happened to you last night that you think I'm going to phone up Rick and Anna and tell them about
yes,
that.
Yes, please. Anything that happened to you last night would be fantastic.
And also coming up, Battle of the Sexes after 7:30. And next, I want to tell you about the most bizarre bet you've ever heard.
Okay.
What a man has done to win £66,000.
Not a bad winning.
It's bizarre, and I'll tell you about it next. Oh, we're taking a break from the World Cup at the moment. And then tomorrow we're going into the quarterfinals. Wimbledon as well continues tomorrow. Tim Hemman in the semis against Pete Sampras. Well done, Timmy boy. Also Richard Krajicek and Goran Ivanišević in the other. And the ladies' semis are... here we go. Zvezda against Toiza, I think. And Martika Hingis plays Jana Novotna, which was last year's final as well. So it's going to be a different final for the ladies this year. Hello to Karen in Southampton. She's just phoned up with a great Beckham gag.
Oh, go on then.
What has Jim Kerr and David Beckham got in common?
Jim Kerr and David Beckham don't know.
Simple minds. And the other story about, yeah, this is the most bizarre bet ever.
Go on.
This is a guy who won 66 grand. And you know what he did?
What did he do?
He had C-cup breast implants.
Mm-hmm.
400 gram C-cup breast implants. He wore them for a year for a bet and won them. He went to a plastic surgeon's in New York. They cost $3,000 to be put in, and then he won that $3,000 straight back after having a game of backgammon. So he's wearing these C-cup breasts for a year.
Yeah.
He lost $20,000 on the stock market, so he decided to go ahead with the operation and recouped £66,000. This is a man wearing implants.
Yeah, but okay, if someone said to you, Rick, 66 grand, here it is on the table, all you gotta do is have breasts for a year, would you do it?
Already have. Give me love, give me love, give me love. Aircheckdownloads.com.